The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was, but he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. But the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. A little thought for you now for the day. There's nobody who would come to a daily Mass, show up to Mass on a Tuesday morning, who would not also claim to be a friend of the Lord. I think we'd all make that claim. I'm a friend of the Lord. Have you ever wondered what Jesus might say about how deep that friendship goes? You ever had this experience before? Someone comes to you and they say, "Oh, I met an old friend of yours." And they tell you the name. And you say, "I don't know who that is." "Oh, they've known you from way back. You're not quite sure who that is." Anybody can claim to be a friend of somebody else, but, you know, if the friend doesn't claim it back, it doesn't work. Imagine what the Lord might say about how deep your friendship is with him. That's what you're supposed to imagine when you hear the beginning of the book of Revelation. Okay? So we're reading from the beginning of the book of Revelation. It begins with a vision of Christ the Lord walking among seven lampstands, and they stand for the seven churches of Asia Minor. And to each of them, there's a judgment in miniature. And you're supposed to imagine as you hear this, would he say that about me? Yesterday he has a judgment on the church in Ephesus. And he says, "I hold this against you. You've fallen away from the fervor of your early love." Today, a judgment against the church in Laodicea. "You're neither hot nor cold. You're lukewarm. You make me want to spit you out of my mouth." A judgment against the church in Sardis. "You have a reputation for being alive, but you're actually dead." Judgments in miniature. Might the Lord say any of that to us? It's why at the end of this reading, he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone would answer, I would open the door to him." Archbishop Fulton Sheen used to say that if you examine your life, you'll find this to be true. You have more temptations to be good than you have to be bad. You have more thoughts in your mind to offer a lending, helping hand, to say a kind word, to restrain an unkind gesture, to avoid a near occasion of sin. Every one of them is a grace. It's what the Catechism calls an actual grace. Every one of them is the Lord standing at the door and knocking. If you've ever been down to my office, maybe you've seen this picture. It's my favorite image of the Lord. It shows him standing at a door and knocking. It's originally a painting by an English artist named Holman Hunt. And he's holding a lampstand. And the light is shining, and he's knocking at the door, and there's no doorknob on the door, because the door represents the door of the heart. And the only knob is on the inside. Zacchaeus thought he was looking for the Lord, right? Jesus is passing through town. He thinks, I'm gonna go seek him out. And he's surprised to discover that Jesus is the one trying to seek him out. It's always the way it is. The Lord takes the initiative, and we respond. And so let us respond. Whoever has ears ought to hear what the Spirit says in the churches. Let's listen for the voice of the Lord always and answer quickly when he calls. Amen.